Runk.
Hello, guys, and welcome to yet another episode of Congratulations. It's yet another episode of Congratulations, and we are, you know, we're just kicking it. We're having a good time. Hey, like and subscribe. I know it just started, but why don't you just do us a little favy and like and subscribe. We're trying to grow the followers here on Super Cult Studios. We got more podcasts coming out. Lots of things in the works. But that's what's up, dude. And we love that. And thank you very much for watching and subscribing and liking and commenting and also the bell notification shits and all that stuff. We have a very cool announcement. Oh, there are those shoes. They're right under the... I fucking couldn't find them. Great. Knew it. And also, I have... Great. So these shoes right here. The New Balance right here. Like them. Had them here last episode. Took them off during the episode. A little behind the scenes, just so you know. They've been there. I put them under the desk. Took them off during the episode. Left. Saw them as I was leaving. I was like, I got to remember mentally. I'll check that in, that these shoes are there in case I want to wear them before next week. Completely forgot about it. And now I'm seeing them now. Should have worn the shoes. Didn't get to wear shoes this week because my brain fucking forgot about it. And it's all good though, dude. We live and we learn and we move on in life. We fucking roll with the punches and we grow as people. We grow as humans. And yeah, but we've got a cool announcement. Not sure if you're a fucking viewer of my other podcast, Lifeline, on here at Supercult Studios with my brother, where we give advices on video submissions. But we are doing a Lifeline live episode, and you can get your tickets now. We'll put them in the show notes under here, but it's also on the comments in the show notes under the Lifeline thing. You can go to watch. What is it? Watchlifeline.com? Yep, go to watchlifeline.com. And sign up you could call in and we talk to you. It's not just video submissions. So it's live. Anything could happen. So go check it out and stuff. So yeah, that's Lifeline Live. And that's how it's going. And then we got the other, the winners of the jackets got their jackets, the Life Rips jackets. You got your bomber jackets. And people have been asking about them. These are special jackets, the 10 people who got them as winners. I made a different version, a colorful version, which you can see right here. Boom. That are going to be for sale. It's definitely limited edition, but you can go to chrislea.com to get these jackets while they last. I'm not going to make more. But yeah, because I know people were asking. And so yeah, a limited edition and then also other stuff at merch. Go peruse, you know, eat the brown shits. You know what I mean? We got them right here. So yeah, you guys, speaking of cool clothing, look what I got right here. Gap/Yeezy Balenciaga. And I'm wearing it because Kanye's says he's done with Gap and he's done with Adidas and he's trying to have Adidas buy him out for $1 billion. Apparently he said they offered him $1 billion to buy him out so he could just continue doing Yeezy himself without the aid or in, you know, joint conjunction with Adidas. And they said $1 billion. He said, no, he wants $2 billion. Imagine making that kind of shit. Dude, he kind of put, apparently like 60% of Adidas shoes sold are Yeezys. This is a bullshit thing that I heard. I'm not sure if it's true or not. But if that is true, that's unbelievable. That's a lot of, I mean, he definitely put Adidas back. He helped put Adidas back on the map. Before that, they had the shell toes and it was the EPMD and that was back in the 80s and 90s. And now, you know, Adidas wasn't really kicking up until Yeezy it was kicking a little bit and then Yeezy started and then it really started kicking. And it's been Yeezy and Nike and now a little bit New Balance after that basketball player, what's his name? What's his name? Kawhi Leonard. Whoops, didn't want to do, whoops, gonna get demonetized. All right. Didn't even mean to do that, but that's him. Wow, dude. Anyway. So, attack. He's a robot. So, it's all good, but he's a robot. And if he were like my son, he'd be like, I am a robot. My son acts like he's a robot so much. It's unbelievable because he likes the intergalactic planetary, another dimension Beastie Boys video. And my son keeps saying, intergalactic planetary, another mention. And it's so fucking cute. You don't like me talking about my son? Eat your heart out. You don't like me talking about my son? Eat your hearts out. And go teleport to another mention. So honestly, things have been good, and I'm wearing this shit, RIP, Balenciaga, Yeezy, Gap shit. But I got one of the fucking only shit that, you know, it's all a publicity stunt, dude. He's just saying this shit, and then he's going to come out with a fucking partnership with Gap and Adidas again, and it's going to last till 2050. Because you got to fucking stay relevant, and you stay relevant by making headlines, and you make headlines by being bipolar and acting crazy. So I need to start doing that, fucking being bipolar and acting crazy a little bit more, you know? Like, I was in the fucking, they picked up, some article picked up when I fucking tried to fight my doctors when I got my deviated septum fixed. Need to fucking start fighting more doctors and shit, or just kind of like cut ties with companies that don't even fucking exist, that I fucking don't even have a thing with. Whatever. I don't know what I'm saying. What I do know is I went to my show at the Improv this past week, and I was there, and I got a fucking, you know, on my keys, I have the AirTag shit, like, to always, if I need to know where my keys are, I can't find my keys, and also my wife loses shit a lot, so, like, I'll tap it, and it'll really look, beep, 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 beep. I'm like, oh, I go find the AirTag. Where is it? Oh, for some reason, it's under a book. Like, nobody in this house has read a book in nine years, and she's just, beep, it's in the middle of a fucking book about mental health or some shit. And so I get the key with the AirTag, and then I go and I drive. So I got them on all my keys. I got them on the fucking keys. I got keys for days. I got them on my keys, right? You know, I got fucking all the sets of keys. David Sullivan, as you know, he's one of my friends. I talk about him a bit on the podcast. He's like, hey, man, what are we doing tonight? So I'm like, all right, let's go. I got a show at the Improv. Be here at 9:30. He says, all right, man, I'll be there. You want me to come at 9:20? And I was like, just no. I got therapy till 9. Show up at fucking, you know, show up at 9:15. How about? And he's like, I'll be there, man. So shows up. Like, do I get to see Calvin? Calvin's a night owl, right? So he's out. He's up. Sometimes Calvin stays up till 11. No lie, you know. Whatever works with my schedule. That's what the pediatrician says, and that works with my schedule. So if you're mad at me for being a bad parent, be mad at my pediatrician. And so he's like, shows up, sees Calvin. Calvin's walking around like a robot. Hey, you're a robot, huh? So he's like, all right, let's go. So we go. Now, I don't know if you know this about AirTags, but it's actually a cool feature. Okay, if you're around an AirTag for about 20 minutes, an AirTag will let you know. Okay, meaning if it's not your AirTag. So if you're wearing a backpack and someone takes an AirTag from Apple and tosses it into that little compartment on the side that nobody uses except for fucking Tic Tacs, but who, you know what I mean? And it's on you for more than 20 minutes, your phone will go off and let you know there's an AirTag near you. And then this way, you know somebody's either tracking you or whatever the fuck, right? And I think that that's a great feature. All right? Now, everyone, if you look at your phone, and what it literally says is an AirTag, an unknown AirTag is near you, click to disable, okay? That's all you got to, that's all, you look at that and you think, oh, okay. And now, if you're alone in the woods, 100% you click disable. If you're at the mall alone, you 100% click disable, okay? If you're somewhere where you shouldn't be, you 100% click disable, okay? Now, if you're chilling with your friends, what do you think you do? Ignore it. Because anyone can get Apple AirTags, and you think, you know what? this is probably Bob's AirTag. So, ignore it. Okay? Now, how savvy do you have to be to know to ignore that or to see the thing on the phone and think, oh, you know what, it's probably fucking, it's Kristen's or Bob's or fucking Jared's or whatever the fuck, right? Not that savvy, right? If you're 74 and my mom, she might be like, Chris, from the other room. Chris, what? What is this? Oh, it's fine. Just fucking, it's dad's, you know, it's to dad's fucking, it's to the dog or whatever. Don't worry. Okay. Right. I'm 42. And I know it's hard to believe because I look fucking young. And we know that's a joke because I looked at myself on the Zoom camera the other day. No, it was today for when I was in my therapy. And I looked absolutely 49. And it's all good. But I look 49. And it's all good. But it's the truth. And it's all good. How do I look? 49. And it's all good. Okay. And it's all good. Now, do I wish that I had fucking salt and pepper also in my hair because I don't like the way it looks? Yes. Is it all good? Yes. It's fine, dude. Am I aging the way I should be aging? Yes. And do people on their internet say, well, he got old? And is it okay? Yes, because I'm fucking 42 and nobody stays young forever and that's okay. It's all good. Does it hurt my feelings? No, it's fine. But every now and then I look at myself in the Zoom camera, it's bad lighting. And yes, I look bad and I feel bad. Okay. But that's neither here nor there. No. So if you're in your 40s, you're pretty savvy with the online shits. You're pretty savvy with the apps. You're pretty savvy with Apple products if you have them. You're savvy. You should be savvy, especially if you're what? In a big metropolitan area like Los Angeles. You should be somewhat savvy. So we're going to the improv. And now, how are we getting there? My car. And what do we use to start a car? Keys. And what's on my keys? Everyone say it with me. AirTags. I take the stage at the improv. 2 minutes in. Now, I'm in the middle of high hilarity, okay? It breaks my shit up. I don't know what it is. I look at my phone. Why is my phone doing this? Phone's not doing shit. I'm clueless because I'm in the middle of a high-octane thing, right? And I say, did you guys hear that or was it me? Am I losing my mind? Then I decide to let it go. I get off stage. Now, obviously, fucking Crush City, population 210 people in there. And I get off stage and David's looking at me like this. Did your phone make that noise? And I was like, yeah, what? And he was like, my phone made the noise same time your phone made the noise. Ding. I said, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, is there an AirTag following you? And I'm like, hey, man, what? And he said, sums up my phone, man. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he says, it said on my phone that somebody's trying to fucking, there's an AirTag on my phone. And as soon as I hit the button, I disabled it. My phone went off, your phone went off. Ding. And I said, what do you, dude, what? This is my AirTag. Oh, that's the thing that made the noise. And then it dawns on me, it wasn't my phone. It was the actual AirTag in my pocket on the fucking Audi keys that are going because unsavvy Texan boy, Baylor football, David Sullivan is disabling my fucking AirTag. Hey, guy, get it. Hey, guy, get savvy. Hey, guy, read all the words. Do some Googling. So then that happened, and it was all good. And I was like, well, what the fuck? That's my tag. Now you disabled it. I got to see if it works for my shit. He was like, nah, but I just what does it mean for my phone, though? Ding! And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, well, I just had to disable it. Should be okay, right? And I was like, yeah, it's fine. We're hanging out. We're still hanging out. He brings it up again. So what's up with my phone then? And I'm like, what? And he's like, because I just disabled it and that's all I need to do? And I was like, yeah, dude, it's fine, man. It's fine. You didn't even need to do that. And he was like, but there's nothing on my phone? And I said, no. No bullshit. 15 minutes later, and he was like, so do I need to do anything? And I said, hey, fucko. Dude. reasons why it doesn't matter. One, you disabled it. And two, it's mine. No one's trying to fucking kidnap you, dude. It's mine. We're friends. We hang out. You sat in my car for longer than 20 minutes. Everything's fine. And he starts laughing and obviously fucking blood red mad meter going off the... But it's like, dude, how can you be so unsavvy? And also, I explained it to him three times. I said, it's fine. I literally looked at him. I was like, hey, man, you got to relax. It's all good. No one's popping air tags in your fucking back pocket because they want to fucking, you know, chain up the dude from Primer. It's a movie that fucking one Sundance that he was on. So anyway, that's how he learned about air tags and it fucking ruined my show, but it's all good. I fucking still came with it. All good, still came with it. And I went away this weekend to a wedding with the family to St. Louis. Congratulations to the groom and bride. You know who you are. I won't air out your business, but it was a wedding and it was beautiful. And you know, I got to tell you, man, we got the flights last minute. We got Southwest and we fucking were in the A boarding group. So we got good seats and shit, you know? And it was so fun with Calvin and shit flying. And then we got to the wedding and we're in the wedding. The wedding was great and it was hot in St. Louis. And then the groom was like, we should start a fire out here. And everyone was like, what? And he was like, we should start a fire. And I was like, oh. And then he was like, would it be too hot? And he asked somebody, and somebody before I chimed in, they were like, oh no, go ahead. And I looked at him and I go, all right, well, I'm not going to be, I mean, it's 80 degrees, but you know, and I was sitting right near the fire and the guy's like, cool. And he went to go get matches or a fucking lighter or something. And the guy said, hey, you know, you think it's too hot for a fire? And I said, I looked at the guy and I said, yeah, man, it's 80 degrees. It's going to be so hot. And he was like, well, I didn't want to tell him he's the groom. It's his day. And I was like, yeah, all right, fuck it. I'm not going to be the asshole to be like, it's going to be too hot. So sat there and I was getting hot as shit, dude. Like just straight up, it was 80 degrees. And now I'm sitting near a fire. I backed up a little bit, but like I'm hot as shit. I'm in a suit. It sucks to have to wear a suit, dude. I don't know how these Wall Street motherfuckers do it or like people who literally wear suits, but like, maybe it's because I don't normally, I'm not used to it, but having to get used to something that's uncomfortable fucking sucks. Like I wear straight up casual wear. You know, you saw my New Balances and now I'm wearing these fucking, however, I don't even know what the shoes are, but there's like Blister City and like just my belt is on and I'm sweating. I'm in St. Louis, so it's a little bit humid and now a fire's on. I'm so uncomfortable. And then I realize like, holy shit, I'm actually hot as fuck and super uncomfortable, but I'm not being a dick about it. And I'm like, what's going on? Because usually if I'm hot and uncomfortable, everyone knows it, right? In the past, if I was hot and uncomfortable, you heard me in a corner bitching to someone, right? And this fucking thing is looking at fans and shit, lights on. Because shit, a fucking thing in summer and they'll open the fucking air on, right? Fan. You shit, fans. That's what you heard me doing. But I'm not doing that stuff. I'm smiling, watching people get married. The fire's on. It's fine. The groom's day, whatever. I just move the seat back a little bit. And I realize, and I'm trying to be like, why do I feel straight up like just leveled out? And I know I've talked about this before, but the only answer, because dude, I was in therapy today. And like so interested in what the fucking therapist was talking about. And I'm like trying to actively learn and like work on myself. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm talking to the therapist and she's like, well, you know, you were living life and not experiencing these feelings and now everything's open. And you're experiencing these feelings because I don't like to be alone. I hate being alone with myself. She was like, but, you know, you have to learn how to be that way. Otherwise, you're not really an adult. And I agreed with her. And I think that fucking dude, I take this CBD and I swear to God, it fucking levels me the fuck out. And that's the only thing that I can fucking pinpoint to what's making me not make people's lives miserable around me. And I used to do it as comedy, like, yeah, fucking, you know, yeah, well, it's too hot. Make a laugh about it. And then secretly the groom would be like, ha, 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 ha. But in his head be like, okay, but it actually feels bad. I don't know, you know, but anyway, I take this pure spectrum CBD. I take this pure spectrum red box. I take this pure spectrum CBD and I fucking have a 10% off code for you. If you use CBD, you go click on it. It's in the show notes, but it's, you get 10% off, and if you click the link and go and use code congrats at checkout. But you know, it's absolutely fucking hilarious that I am less annoyed, I guess. It really makes no fucking sense. I don't know. But I'm not going to argue with it because it feels fucking fantastic. I used to think losing that pissed off chip on my shoulder was going to make me not funny or not me, but dude, I'm me and I feel good, dude. Granted, I also take fucking citalopram, but I've been doing that for a long time. And finasteride because I think the wig's getting back a little bit, but you know, no big deal. Hair's fucking, I think, going back because it's like, you know, I don't know if it's scared of my eyes or what, but it's like, fuck those eyes. I did. I went to a wedding in St. Louis and I walked into a Starbucks and I don't know what it is. Apparently, like, but like everybody in the Starbucks was like, hey, Chris D'Elia. And then the fucking, these people are like, are you Chris D'Elia? And then people are doing, here's the thing, man. If you're Googling me in the fucking Starbucks, I know you're doing it. Okay. Dude, people on planes, like with their fucking whole laptop, like is the Nebuchadnezzar in fucking just pulling me up and shit. We got Tom Cruise in fucking 2F just like this, Googling pictures of me, like on Minority Report. Like, there was a dude sitting in front of me, one row, on his computer. It wasn't even his computer. It was like the laptop with the fucking bitch-ass keyboard that you attach to it, like a fucking bitch. Dude, just get a... The computers are so small. Just get a small computer. Don't get a... That's like one of those guys who gets the truck and then gets the little fucking top cover for the back of the truck. It's like, make up your goddamn mind. Get a fucking minivan or a car. Or get a minivan or a truck. You don't get to have both. It's annoying as shit. And it's annoying if you have the fucking keyboard with the laptop or the keyboard with the fucking iPad. You don't get to have best of both worlds. What is this fucking Jay-Z and R. Kelly? That fucking Big Chips. That's what that album is called, Best of Both Worlds. So, and he's Googling me. Google imaging me, which is even worse because I see all these images of me and I'm like, I'm literally just like this. He's here, and I'm just like looking at me. Hey, guy, have shame, you know? But so I'm at Starbucks. Two different people are Googling me, and then or on my Instagram or some shit. And then some lady comes up to me, and I'm with Calvin, and Calvin's like drinking his juice and shit. And she was like, "Hi, I know you hate this, and I don't want to bother you when you're with your kid." But can we take a picture? And I was like, look, just come up and ask for a picture, you know, just say, hey, can I get a picture? Because first of all, let me just tell you right now, I don't hate when people come up and ask me for a photo. That's awesome. I love it. I appreciate you. And a lot of people, I think they mistake my fucking humor and my, I don't give a fuck attitude with he doesn't want me to approach him. That couldn't be further from the truth. I always enjoy when somebody comes up and says something. And if, you know, if it's nice. And so I don't hate it. But you think I do, okay? So you think I hate it, and also you're still doing it. So that's one, right? That's one that's like, it doesn't bother me, but just on the books, shitty behavior, right? On the books. Let's just, if you wrote it down, he hates this and I did it. Okay, check mark, shitty behavior. Okay? Jerk, asshole, whatever the fuck. I'm sure she's a nice lady. Like, I get, was nice in her tone. Then she says, I don't want to interrupt you and your kid, but, as Busy Bone would say, pardon my motherfucking interruption, but can I interrupt you with your kid? So two textbook shittinesses. I think people feel like they have to say shit and then they end up saying too much. It's like a crook when they get fucking cornered and it's like, well, I wasn't anywhere. I was shopping with my wife on January 19th and they're like, we didn't say anything about January 19th. Clank. And so, yeah, I don't know how she drowned. We didn't say she drowned. That's not public knowledge yet. Clank. So yeah, just come up and ask for a picture and say something nice and that's all good, dude. But I appreciate fans. I love you guys, dude. I love you guys. Twins came up to me and asked for a picture. That's always weird. Two dude twins that were like fucking 30. Never had that happen before. They're like, you playing a show here? I'm like, nah, I'm here for a wedding next year. And they both say, cool, thanks. Twins and shit. Twins are weird as fuck, right? Because one of them has to be evil. One of them, I mean, on, you know, I get it. It's not like that simple and it's not like cartoons, but one of them is worse. So you're the evil twin. Just know if you're a twin listening to this, you're either the evil twin or the good twin. And if you're the evil twin and you're not taking over the world, then you failed. Or at least try, you know, try inventing something. If you're the worst twin, you got to try inventing something or you're just wasting your fucking evil twin life. Are we pissed off? What? By the way, the world is divided with the fucking Ariel swimmy girl. What the fuck is it? Little Mermaid, Ariel swimmy girl. And she's black now. Which I don't give a fuck. I don't care. She's not real. Make her a fucking chair. I don't give a fuck. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. Right? And so Ariel is black. They made her black. Still gave her red hair. Weird. She's not Eve. You know? So, and now this is hilarious. So people are mad. You know, they think it's stupid that it's like, how do you fuck up? Like, people talk about the sanctity of Disney. Like, we don't give a go fuck yourself, you know? They get rid of their pride colors the fucking second the clock hits midnight at the end of that month. What is it, June? July? I don't know. And Pride Month. And so, yeah, Tinkerbell flies across and does the fucking Disney swirl. The second that shit hits the end of Pride Month, midnight, Tinkerbell goes, eh, well, fuck this. And just fucking flies away. They shouldn't marry. Fuck it. And just flies away. And yeah, right. And so, yeah, like Disney gives a fuck. So Ariel is black now. And I could give a rat's ass. But people are mad because they think, like, you know, they're fucking up history, literally. You know, I assume a lot of these people are white. Because Ariel was drawn originally white. She also has no legs, so she's not real. She's got a fin instead of legs. So anyway, pipe down. But I don't give a fuck. Is it annoying? The reason, yes. The reason why it's annoying is because you know Disney doesn't give a fuck about it. But they're doing it because they think that it affects their bottom line. And so here's the deal. So they made her black, which fine. I give a fuck, like I said. But now people are mad at that, and woke, quote unquote, people are mad that they photoshopped the black girl and she doesn't seem as black. So they lose again. My point is you can't ever be woke enough. This movement makes people they eat their own. So you can't win. So just from now on, every Disney character, white. It doesn't matter what the fuck, white. And I'm talking about, like, the cricket in Pinocchio. Now he's white, okay? The trolls, they're all white. I know they were pink and blue and shit. Fucking white, dude. This way you don't get to be mad if, oh, well, that one is obviously the black one because of the way it talks and he has a backwards hat on. Or Jar Jar Binks, he is white. You know?
Misa privileged.
And so, but I just think it's fucking, you just can't win, dude. So just like, who, you know, this whole world fucking, I don't give a fuck, whatever. Doesn't matter. What am I? I'm the old guy now or whatever? Ariel's black. I think that she should be black. I think that everyone in that movie should be black. And I think that it should be literally the blackest movie I've ever fucking seen. I don't know. Shit changed ever since the fucking queen died, you know? It's actually crazy that she died and was alive for so long. And they, first of all, like, Britain, let's hurry it up with the funeral, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, what did they fucking wait 9 weeks? Dude, she died and then they had to like pass her body around or whatever the fuck, play hot potato with it, you know? Like, just like they propped her up and took some pictures with her and shit. They did taxidermy on her fucking face. It's like so, it's like, dude, the traditions are so annoying. There's a fucking actual, in Italy, there's an actual channel on Italian TV devoted to like one of the old fucking popes or some shit. And he's been dead for years, decades. And he's just sitting there and it's a live feed, you know? It is on TV. It's not like a Twitch channel. And, like, dude, how about this, man? Like, think about, like, how annoying everybody is to not be able to be left alone, dead. I know you'd have no feeling about it either way, but, like, the disrespect, the utter, that is the most Italian thing of all time.
Well, he dies, but we cannot put up a live stream about it. But don't you think it's disrespectful? It doesn't matter. He doesn't have a... We need to pay respect. It's for the people.
So there's a live feed of it. And you can do that. And so now it's like... The queen has just finally been buried or whatever the fuck had her... I don't know what she was, but they had her, what do you call it? Funeral. So that's great. Good job. Good job, Brits. Well, I think we should bury about now, right? Like a week in. Let's wait a few days. You never know. Cousin could show up and want to see her, you know, closure. Whatever. We need to try some other crowns on her too before we pick the right one to bury her in. What I say, she's getting kind of, you know, it's just a bit, it's musty, I'll say, in a room. Underground or what? I can't believe, like, the line of waiting to see a dead person is 12 hours. Or no, the people waited for a day, like 24 hours. Dude, to think that, like, sometimes, like, to get people in my show, it takes like an hour to get everybody seated. Like, the fact that I don't have as much, people aren't, don't have the same amount of excitement to see me than they do a dead lady, you know? Just 20... Like, I ain't shit because people will wait 24 times as long to see a dead chick. So fucking disrespectful to call the queen that. But the truth is, a dead lady than to see, like, my hard work. So I ain't shit, dude. But David Beckham was there and he waited. Or something? No. He waited? Imagine, how about that, dude? If they made David Beckham wait 12 hours? Jesus, dude. I would have had to wait fucking, they would have made me wait extra. I'd be like, I'm next. And I'd be like, just hold on. David Beckham's 12-hour wait to pay his respects to the Queen ended in an emotional moment. All around, they would have fucking made me wait. I'd still be waiting. She'd be buried. I'd be like, nah, we'll be right with you. Well, didn't you? Nah, hold on. You were canceled. All around the world, people have been mourning the loss of the Queen Elizabeth II, who passed away at the age of 96 December. Many have been lining up to pay their respects among the soccer superstar David Beckham. Wow, and still looked goddamn ravishing all 12 hours. Like, just dressed like a fucking, just so dapper, you know? Wow, the Britain's police hats fucking suck. You could keep a whole cake in there. The former footballer was first spotted in the queue around 2 a.m. 2 a.m., Jesus. I did not end up making it inside. Oh, okay. Until 3, what the fuck, this guy slept out there? The fuck David Beckham's life, you know? Yeah, it doesn't matter, I'll just... He sounds fucking Australian to me, 100%. We all want to be here together. We all want to experience something. We are celebrate an amazing life of our queen, he said. Wow, he waited 12 hours. Wow. The British icon also explained that he was there in honor of his... Why is he dressed like somebody from fucking Peaky Blinders, dude? That's amazing. Dude, did you guys see this? The fucking lady who made... Here's something that needs to stop for real. I thought this was a joke when I first saw it. If you're 80 or 70, don't make a hip-hop video. It...
You Utah District Squashing 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year.
I mean, you know, there's a new name on the... It's so high. Dude, it sounds crisp as shit like she did it in a fucking booth. Turn me up in the headphones. Cincy. Wow.
Hey, Utah District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution.
Doesn't rhyme.
I tried to get another conservative to run.
I mean, you know, rhymed awesome with Constitution. Is that what you did?
Republican and awesome. Love.
I mean, so Republican and awesome. In love with God and family and the Constitution.
And family and the Constitution.
Oh, didn't even try
to get another conservative.
Worst picture to use, dude. So far away and blurry. Yeah, not even centered.
Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done. I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police, the right to bear arms, and the right to
the
free
only
speech.
Rapper
I want
pro-police.
Less government. Control and regulation want to stop and expose all political corruption. Where's integrity, morality,
so drunk.
Accountability? Government programs should lead to self-sufficiency and support traditional family as the fundamental unit of society.
I hate
but in
gays.
Schools, they're pushing for new beliefs.
Meant.
And just to clarify this,
keep your dick out of a butthole.
As a female adult, I know what a woman is.
Oh, it's a bitch at the end. Did the Hail Hitler at the end. Wow, we got to watch this again.
Hey, Utah District 12, listen up.
The way she
right
turns around.
Here.
So out of breath after this, you know? Like, had to sit down and fucking actually put her hand to her chest.
Name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda
Paulson,
motion. Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution.
I can't, she, hey, you can hear, right, lady? Republican and awesome. I love God and family and the Constitution.
I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done.
Jerking
I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police, the right to bear arms and the right to free speech. I want less government. Control and regulation want to stop and expose all political corruption. Where's integrity, morality, accountability? Government programs should lead to self-sufficiency.
Wow.
And support traditional family as the fundamental unit of society. But in schools, they're pushing for new beliefs.
Worst shot of a school.
Just to clarify this, because there's some who can't define this. As a female adult, I know what a woman is.
So, bitch, at the end, unbelievable, dude, when she goes like this. Just the picture of the fucking lady wanted to call her black so bad, you know? Wow, the comment here, surprisingly wholesome. Somebody says, yeah, guy, okay? No. Hey, somebody who doesn't realize how they're coming off cannot lead, okay? That's a big whoopsie daisy. And of course, she's from Utah. I saw that movie, fucking, I stayed up. Dude, my friends were supposed to come over last night. They didn't. And I was going to watch bad movies with them. And they fucking bailed on me. And I just go like this. Fuck you, motherfuckers. I'm watching Beast by myself. Dude, I will stare at Idris Elba for an hour and a half, dude. And just sit here and eat Cheerios mixed with Honey Nut Cheerios. I put them both in at the same time because Honey Nut Cheerios on their own is too sweet and regular Cheerios on their own is too fucking plain and everyone knows it. So I sat there and watched Idris Elba fight a fucking lion for an hour and a half by myself and I had a blast, man. And that movie's good. I don't know what it got on critics or whatever the fuck. But I saw, dude, I watched F9, Fast and the Furious, and then I looked, I don't understand what F9 is, you know, top 10 worst movies of all time. Like Vin Diesel doesn't, hey, dude, that's not the movie you're in, guy. You're not in, thriller, drama, fucking everything serious movie, guy. You're in a movie where a car has an R&B singer and a rapper in it, and it goes to outer space to save the world. A car. You're in a movie where a pro wrestler, John Cena, who I would argue is the worst looking man in human history, okay? Fucking aggressively advances off a fucking ledge and fucking in a car and zooms off it and a fucking stealth bomber picks it up in midair. And Vin Diesel's like seriously looking at another guy saying stuff like, not this time. I was there for you. And like doing it like for real. Hey, do it tongue in cheek. It's F9. Hey, do it tongue in cheek. You made 9 of these, and the only reason why they're fucking global box office phenomenons is because of Asians. Asians don't give a fuck what they're watching, dude. Asians will watch anything as long as something in it preposterous is happening. Like, they don't give a fuck, dude. A white guy will watch the stealth bomber pick up a fucking car in midair, and white guy will be like, oh my God, what the fuck? Asians will watch it and start eating more popcorn. It's the Asians don't give a fuck as long as action is happening, right? And I'm including Indians with RRR, like all that Bollywood shit. They don't give a fuck. And there's so many of them that fucking Fast and the Furious can be a hit now. And that's a conspiracy theory hill that I'm willing to die on. Yeah, dude. So don't be all not tongue-in-cheek and sitting there, Vin Diesel, talking to, somebody that's like, it's actually all about family. And mean it, dude? Get out of here, man. John Cena is the ugliest man I've ever seen in my life. I'll die on the hill, dude. Have you ever seen a close-up of him? He looks fantastic in the ring. But you see a close-up of that motherfucker, dude? Oh, you're just like, where's his face going? Is his face in a rush? Parts of his face have other shit to do today or something? It's a comedy podcast. Relax, dude. I don't actually think John Cena is the ugliest guy in the fucking world. I think it's Kenneth Branagh, obviously. But dude, you know what I mean? Where's Kenneth Branagh's lips, though? They use that extra flesh to populate John Cena's fucking face with like jowls, you know? God was like, Kenneth doesn't need that. Put it on John Cena's jowls. Obviously, I'm joking, dude. Kenneth Branagh is not the fucking ugliest guy in the world. I mean, I could keep going with the joke, you know, but it's just like... But yeah, dude. Just like... John Cena's, where's his face going, dude? John Cena's got the most faciest face since Steve Harvey. The acting. I know you don't watch, but so this is what my point is. So I'm watching F9, and then I look, I'm like, oh, this is agreed that this is one of the worst movies we've ever seen, right? Like, where do they get, where do they get, first of all, who are these guys in Fast and the Furious? Who are these guys? Okay. Because let's go back to Fast and the Furious 1. Paul Walker was an undercover cop that met up with a street racer, Vin Diesel, and they had to save the day or uncover something or fucking get bad guys arrested. Okay. How did we get to the 9th installment, which is actually the 10th installment because of Hobbs and Shaw is in there somewhere? How the fuck did they get to be global, like, international spies that, like, Vin Diesel's like, we're needed again to save the world? Who? By what? But who's hiring you? You're just some guy? And who's Ludacris? And what is Tyrese? And how are they the comedic fucking element of the movie? Cars will be flying off of bridges and Ludacris will be like, not in my wildest days. Whoa. And Tyrese will just be like, damn. Asians just eating popcorn, more popcorn, just laughing their fucking asses off watching Fast and Furious in fucking, you know, a big metropolitan area. Dude. Fucking goddamn, dude. Nothing. There's only one thing more Asian than being in a heavily populated metropolitan area is being fucking away. Way not near fucking anybody. Do it in silence. Yeah, dude, he figured it out, man. Holy shit. So, but I will tell you this, man. Who are these guys in the movie? Just straight up, who are they? 1,900 characters in each movie. Dude, Kurt Russell is in number 9. In 2 scenes. Shot it in one day. It gave him $4 million. Took an afternoon. And like, you know, who are these guys? Who is Charlize Theron? She's in a glass box the whole movie. With a fucking Q-tip haircut. Who are these people? Then you got like Michelle Rodriguez, who I thought was Vin Diesel's sister until they ended up kissing. And I'm like, oh, it's fucking Jordana Brewster that's his sister. Just, there's too many people in this movie. Dude, John Cena, Vin Diesel, the chick from Game of Thrones that's now in that invitation thing that used to follow me on fucking Instagram but doesn't anymore. And then fucking Jordana Brewster, fucking, what's her name? The other one that I just said, Michelle Rodriguez, Ludacris, Tyrese. I'm racist because it's the two black guys at the same time. The Asian dude that just acts like this. That's all he does. Well, what do you think? He's just, we thought you died. Woo! Not today. Just Ludacris fucking yucking it up. God, Ludacris is the worst actor I've ever seen in my life, dude. They tell, dude, Vin, hey, also, I forgot the best part. John Cena is Vin Diesel's brother. John Cena is Vin Diesel's brother in the movie. like? Dude, and there's a, and then it might have been okay if they were adopted, but they don't mention that. As a matter of fact, they make it worse. They say, oh, I knew I noticed that jawline and the face structure was familiar. Saying like that they actually were brothers, dude. Ah! If they cast straight up, if they cast a fucking doorway instead of John Cena, it would have been more believable. Dude, Vin Diesel looks more like a doorway than John Cena. Is Vin Diesel even white? I don't even know what the fuck. Dude, unbelievable that they're brothers in the movie, dude. Dude. Here's another question. Who's funding this mission? It's, hey, Street Racer, we need help to save the world. Can you find this orb that's in the wrong hands? Here's $84 bajillion. This seems appropriate. And he does it! Wow, dude. Just unbelievable. I can't even believe it. That Asian guy is in it, and it's so funny, dude. Like, he died in the movie before and died. And then they were like, how you alive? And then he's just like, and they do some flashback where instead of him being in the car that blew up, he's watching the car that blew up. And then he shows up and he has a haircut, you know, to make him look older. He just fucking has a haircut and shit. And then one of the guys says to him, well, that still leaves one thing that has to be left explained. And then I said to my friends, we were watching it, I said, your haircut. And they all laughed really hard. Dude, that movie, dude, F, also the balls to call it F9, made $500 million. It made $750 million or $20, $30, $40, $50 million, cost $200 something million to make, so much fucking money just being thrown around. Dude, and Kurt Russell's in two scenes, and then at the end, his character's name is Mr. Nobody, dude! A children's game! So bad. And then isn't discussed beyond halfway through throughout the movie. And the movie ends and there's like no Kurt Russell. And then 3 days later, you think, wait a minute, Kurt Russell was in that movie. And they're making another one. They're just waiting for the CGI to get good enough because they just cut Paul Walker out because he died, that they're just going to wait till the CGI is good enough to where they're going to, I swear to God, I shit you not, to where they can CGI and have Paul Walker in the whole movie CGI. And that's what they're going to do. And I'm telling you right now, dude. And they've already put Ludacris and Tyrese in space in a car. And they had to crash into a satellite. This is all real shit. Movie's so bad, but it's great. And then I went on the fucking critic. This is the whole reason why I brought it up. On the critics, and like half the critics were like, popcorn fun. No. Still got to make sense, dude. You know, the acting may not be there, but the action is absolutely nonstop. Yeah, but it's bad, dude. The special effects, okay. But also, this is a movie. I could just type cool special effects on YouTube and come up with some. It's just so bad, dude. Oh, come on. Oh, God, Vin Diesel, dude! Do you know his real name? I do. It's Mark Sinclair, a fucking lawyer, you know?
Well, Judge, that would be cool, but he didn't do it.
Why?
Family.
Drives out of the fucking courtyard, knocks over a fountain. Diesel said he prefers to maintain his privacy regarding his personal life, stating, dude, he's so somebody I would have went to NYU for 1 year with, stating, I'm not going to put it out there on a magazine cover like some other actors. I come from the Harrison Ford, Marlon Brando, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino code of silence. Lumped Harrison Ford in there, you know? Like, not part of it. I'm from the Marlon Brando, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Drew Carey code of silence. What? Harrison Ford was in zero Italian movies. The code of silence is Italian. You know? I'm from the Marlon Brando, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Frankie Muniz code of silence. We don't talk about our private life. The guy's Instagram is unreal too, Vin Diesel. Oh, such a kink in his neck here with the fucking, what's his name? Marco Caine. Oh, couldn't think of his name until I did that. One of the best, this is his caption. One of the best things about filming in the UK, dinners with my dear friend, Sir Michael Caine, who adoringly refers to me as his son. Ah! Dude! All love always. I love people who sign their Instagram captions. All love always. Yeah, dude, it's not a fucking letter you're going to give to a pigeon. Kink in his neck, you know? How much does Vin Diesel wear the worst clothes of all time? I've never seen him in his regular clothes, only in action clothes, but wow. These two guys are probably so fucking... Imagine being at a dinner with goddamn Michael Caine and Vin Diesel. I swear to God, 20 minutes in, I'd be like, dude, I'm out. I'm out, dude. I'm out. I'm out. I can't do this, dude. You fucking guys kidding me? You don't know what real life is like. Okay, I'm looking here. Another Instagram. Wow. Yeah, this fucking Michael Caine. Also, not a code of silence. One of the best things about filming, Sir Michael Caine. No, you can't be a fucking in the code of silence with 19 bajillion Instagram followers, you know? I love how much The Rock hates fucking Vin Diesel, too. You know it, dude. You know it. They asked him to come back, and he said no, and it was because of Vin Diesel, I think. And then that's fucking... But I did see that movie Beast, and that was good, dude. It was good. Okay? It's like Jaws, but with a lion. And how far they went to not say that is unbelievable. Like, it's Jaws with a lion. That's what it is. And if you're a moron, you might think, well, it's no lions in the water. Oh, it's the jungle, the desert, the South African, and the fucking Idris Elba's the guy. And the amount that they don't say that is unbelievable. Because here's the thing. When The Rock made that movie where he's the amputee in the building, Skyscraper, is that what it's called? Whatever it was. Everyone was like, dude, he has to get his family out of the fucking building from the terrace. This is Die Hard. And immediately The Rock goes, puts up an Instagram post and says, this movie I'm so proud of because I was such a huge fan of Die Hard. It's an ode to Die Hard. And then everyone chilled out, right? Because they asked, I watch behind the scenes of this shit because I have fucking obsessive compulsive disorder. And when I watch a movie, I want to watch everything I can after it involving the movie, right? Like if Beast had a prequel, I would have already seen that shit. And I watched the fucking behind the scenes and they were like, Idris, Mr. Elba, fucking last name is almost Elbow, you know? Idris, what is the fucking... Are there other movies like this? Is this a first? It was like, well, I think it's actually a first, you know what I mean? Because like, yeah, sure, there's been other movies where like, I always forget that he's fucking British because he's got such a good, he's a great actor, dude. And it's hilarious he's a DJ too. Like literally fucking gets paid to like spin at Ibiza. But he was like, you know, there's got that family element there too. There's a lot of going behind the scenes. So in a way there is, it is a first, but also, you know, it's been done before, but like this way, not in this way. And it's like, oh, okay, Idris Elba. Here's another guy that's going to be fucking out to lunch with fucking Vin Diesel and Michael Caine in a few years. You get to that level of craziness at Hollywood. Dude, I'm so glad I'm out of that bullshit. I will not be crazy, and I am not crazy, and I fucking go to therapy because I want to go to therapy, not because of this performative bullshit that these people like to be like, oh, you know, mental health is real. And then they go out and fucking, you know, I don't know, rob a jewelry store. I don't know. I can't think of a fucking, I don't give a shit. But anyway, dude, one thing I know for sure is Vin Diesel absolutely has a code of silence, and that's so fucking cool. You guys, fuck yeah. Remember that Lifeline live show, watchlifeline.com, get your tickets there. Talk live, me and my brother on the show. It's October 19th, Matt's birthday show. And then come see me on tour, chrislea.com. And we've got those Life Rips jackets. There is an absolute limited edition for those jackets. So go get them while you still can. Well, guys, that's it for the episode this week on YouTube. If you want to catch the rest of the episode, the raw, the uncut episode, the Patreon version, unedited, with no commercials, go to patreon.com/chrisdalia and sign up now. And you also get an extra episode a month. You also get a link to our Discord where we chat all the time. You also get review mode, which is another thing that I do where I review shit on the Patreon and different podcasts. I think there's 17 extra episodes on there that we've been doing or something like that. So if you sign up now, you can watch all 17 of them for just $6. There's also a podcast I did with Kristen, one episode, and I think we're doing another one real soon. Just sign up for the Patreon, patreon.com/chrisdalia. Thanks.